USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A brutal killer, one who has caused so much hardship and death, has violently been eliminated.
President Trump announcing the death of ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi in a U.S. operation in northwest Syria on Saturday night.
He died after running into a dead-end tunnel, whimpering and crying and screaming all the way.
Today, President Trump will make his first visit to Chicago since being elected. He'll address the International Association of Chiefs of Police Convention. General Motors factories are again pumping out vehicles and parts after ratification by the UAW of a new four-year deal. The wind-driven Kincade Fire in Northern California has now scorched over 54,000 acres, and it's only 5% contained. It had been 10% contained earlier. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
The longest-serving African-American congressman in history is dead at 90. Michigan Democrat John Conyers died at home yesterday. He was an original member of the Congressional Black Caucus and pursued liberal causes for over 50 years in the U.S. House. He resigned in 2017 amid allegations of sexual harassment, which he denied. The memories of the 11 people killed in a Pittsburgh synagogue shooting are being honored. Hundreds of people gathered yesterday to mark the one-year anniversary of the murders of the Tree of Life Synagogue, or at the Tree of Life Synagogue. Those who attended yesterday's service said the community is still in pain, but it felt good to be gathered in love instead of the hate which led to last year's attack. It was the deadliest such attack against the Jewish community in U.S. history. The Houston Astros winning last night, so now they're a game away from winning their second World Series title in three seasons. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
USA Radio's Wendy King has the top movies over the weekend.
Scary monsters and evil villains are tops at the box office this weekend, just in time for Halloween. The Joker stole back the number one spot in its fourth weekend of play as it crept closer to the $1 billion mark worldwide. It's now the seventh highest grossing R-rated movie of all time, bringing in $18.9 million this weekend. Close behind in second place, the Disney sequel Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, with $18.5 million. At number three, The Addams Family, with an estimated $11.7 million. Just behind that at number four, the comedy horror sequel Zombieland, Double Tap, at $11.6 million. Number five, the scary new movie called Countdown, at $9 million. Number six, the cop drama Black and Blue, which brought in $8.3 million. Number seven is Gemini Man with Will Smith, bringing in $4 million. Climbing the charts to number eight, The Lighthouse brought in $3.1 million. And another new face in the top ten, the Thomas Edison film The Current War, which brought in $2.7 million. Rounding out the top ten was the animated film Abominable with an estimated $2 million.
Remember, you can always check out our online presence as well. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.